Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Welcome back, Seth. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Some of our great Brain Trust members wishing us well, and as we continue into our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, and somebody else who we love doing this with is our good friend Ken Davis. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Ken's our guest. Has been now for more than a dozen years, helping us celebrate lots and lots of holidays during the year. We're celebrating the 21st Thanksgiving, live Thanksgiving Day show that I've conducted in the last since 97, and Ken is the author of A Nation Rising. That's the new one, right?
No, the most recent one is In the Shadow of Liberty.
Okay.
A Nation Rising is a little bit older.
You know what? I can always tell when a book is really good because it somehow disappears around here. People abscond it. So anyway, I'm glad you said the name. Say it again.
The most recent one is called In the Shadow of Liberty.
Yeah.
And is the hidden history of slavery, four presidents and five black lives. Previous books include the aforementioned Don't Know Much About History, which is the book that really started it off.
Yep,
and
yep.
And that's the book in which I talk about this holiday that we're talking about and ask that question that they never told us in elementary school. How'd the pilgrims get here on the Mayflower and find two Native Americans who spoke perfect English?
That's the thing. As we went to the break, the pilgrims, Ken was telling us the pilgrims just landed on Plymouth. Plymouth Rock, they called it, but it was right there on the place where a village had been, and I'm calling this one of the greatest serendipitous moments in the annals of history, Ken, the fact that they landed on this particular village. Tell them why.
It is an extraordinary story, and one of the reasons I think that history is so much more fascinating than any novel can be, that
right.
These are real stories, that these things actually happen. The pilgrims land, they struggle through 3 months. The Mayflower stays there. The women basically stay on the ship. The men come aboard, come ashore, and start to build a communal home. By March, they're starting to drop like flies. Exposure, malnutrition, disease, all of the reasons.
Can I stick one thing in here? There was a baby born on that trip.
A baby born midway through the journey named Oceanus, and then another baby born shortly after the arrival. The first,
so there were two, and her name was?
Peregrine.
I love that name.
Means wanderer.
Story. All right, back to the village.
Back to the story. The people are struggling through the winter. It gets to March. They're starting a new colony in Massachusetts in December is a bad idea to begin with. Not the brightest.
Not good planning on their part.
Not good planning. But they're there. They're starving. In one day walks a half-naked Native American, and he says hello
to them. It's in the spring, by the way. He walks in the spring. That's the reason.
It's smart March. Yeah. So it's
not as cold.
The thaw is starting. He speaks to them in English, comes back a few days later with another man who speaks even better English. The first man's name comes down to us as Samoset.
Yeah.
The second man's name comes down to us as Squanto. Probably those are, you know, anglicized versions
right.
of their actual names. Squanto is the one who does make a sort of alliance, a pact with these Englishmen. He does speak very good English. Why? Because he was taken captive by an English sailor 5 years earlier as a slave, taken to Spain, sold, somehow makes his way to England, works there for 5 years in the shipping yards. He meets someone who wants to start another venture going to the New World, and he takes this man named Squanto, teaches him better English so that he will have a guide and translator.
Am I correct in that he crossed the Atlantic six times by the time he met the pilgrims?
I've heard different numbers.
Three round trips.
We don't have a real, We don't have a real accurate picture of those years that he spent, but clearly he had been back and forth across the Atlantic.
So he can speak English, he shows up at the village, and then what happens?
And then he basically becomes the go-between between the English settlers.
He saves their life.
He does save their life, and they recognize that. And the complication of the story here is that the group that meets the pilgrims is called the Wampanoag.
Right.
Squanto is not a Wampanoag. He's from another native tribe.
The one that got wiped out.
That's right. One that had been wiped out. And so there was tremendous...
I got 1 minute, Ken. 1 minute. Go ahead. I got 1 minute.
I say there was tremendous mistrust between all of these groups. You have the Englishmen mistrusting the natives. The natives certainly mistrusting the English. They had only known that English come and they kill people and they steal things and they take hostages. So this was a very uneasy alliance.
Did they actually have the meal, the Thanksgiving meal?
They did.
We know that happened.
We know this happens because it's documented by William Bradford.
But they didn't have turkeys and the stuffing, though, right?
There was no stuffing there. If there was turkey, it would have been wild turkey as well as duck and goose. But a lot more seafood.
Lobster,
mussel, eel, cod. They were on the shores of the most bounteous fishing grounds in the world.
Did they wind up being happy together? How was the relationship over the next few years, quickly, between...
The relationship was rocky but stable for a long time. But those 90 warriors who show up, and they bring venison, by the way,
right.
So appropriate traditional Thanksgiving should include some
but
venison.
But think about what if they hadn't landed there? Our American story might be quite different, Ken, right?
All of those what-ifs are incredible. But the point that you are making is that 50 years later, they were at war with each other in one of the most bloody
wars
in colonial
history. Humans, right? Don't know much.com is his website. Thanks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.